HMRC straight away by searching HMRC scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock, authorities in Austria say several people have been killed in a school shooting. A major police operation is underway in the southeastern city of Graz. No other details have yet been confirmed. Ministers say the Sizewell C nuclear power station is crucial to tackling the climate crisis. They've confirmed a government investment of £14 billion for the project, saying it'll create thousands of jobs and power millions of homes. But Alison Downes from the group Stop Sizewell C isn't convinced.
We're against it because it's too slow, risky and expensive to be the solution to our climate emergency. The £14.2 billion that's been announced, along with money that's already been handed over, that means the government spending £18 billion of our money in this parliament on a project that by the time the parliament comes to an end, it will barely be halfway through.
Figures show a sharp rise in the number of cocaine parcels found in the English Channel. They're dumped in waterproof packages by South American gangs and then picked up by British criminals. More than £200 million worth of the drug was found last year. Former National Crime Agency Intelligence Chief Tony Saggers says it's part of a wider problem.
Many organised crime groups that are involved internationally with this sort of thing are also trafficking people. Some of those people are being enslaved when they arrive at their end destinations. The money gets laundered. That's often corrupting our infrastructures. They're corrupting our seaports and airports. That becomes a security issue.
The Home Office says anyone who threatens UK border security will face the full force of the law. Activist Greta Thunberg is being deported from Israel. She was among 12 passengers on board a ship bound for Gaza, which was seized by the Israeli military yesterday. Customers are able to place orders on the Marks & Spencer website for the first time in almost 2 months. It halted orders over Easter after a major cyber attack. And the weather, more sunshine developing throughout the day, light rain becoming confined to the far south, a high of 23 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon Conway.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Thank you, Simon, for this chariot laden with jewels of Ceylon, pearls of the Straits of Hormuz, Chinese brocade, Malabar spices, and, of course, news and weather.
Alexander Armstrong
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Alexander Armstrong
on Classic FM.
John Lund's theme to Downton Abbey, and that was James Fitzpatrick with the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra. And just ahead of that, we heard Aaron Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man, played by the Detroit Symphony Orchestra under Antal Dorati. Hi, Alexander. This is wonderful. Jonathan and Teresa in Burford. Last Christmas, we stayed in a house on Cheswick Beach. Wonderful. Just south of Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northumberland, a part of the world I expect dear to your heart. You're absolutely bang on there, Jonathan. One of my Christmas presents was a ticket to the Royal Festival Hall last Saturday to hear the 25th anniversary of The Armed Man, conducted by the man himself, Carl Jenkins, armed only with a baton. We were blown away by the performance from the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and the Crouch End Choir. They're excellent, the Crouch End Choir. It was a truly wonderful and uplifting experience. Please say a big thank you to my son, Hugh, for the present. Hugh, thank you. Well done. Makes a change from socks. There we are. Jonathan, Dad, and Teresa in Burford. What a brilliant present. How clever of Hugh to have looked ahead and to have known this was coming. Well done all round. And also, well done going up to Christmas, to Northumberland for your Christmas. What a wonderful thing to have done. Anyway, do stick around, Jonathan and Teresa, because we should be hearing part of Carl's Armed Man a little bit later. Ooh, now we're going to hear the entirety of Vaughan Williams' five variants of Dives and Lazarus.
Thank you.
Richard Hickox with the London Symphony Orchestra. And that was Vaughan Williams' Five Variants of Dives and Lazarus. Well, that means it is time for another track from my Classic FM album of the week. The album is called Spanish Serenades, and it features the French guitarist Raphael Feuillatre. Known as the Sarasate of the guitar, Francesco Torrega was a composer, arranger and teacher, as well as virtuoso performer. And Feuillatre captures Torrega's legacy in this wonderful Recuerdos de la Alhambra and the Capriccio Arab, together with eight of his ingenious preludes for guitar. Although Torrega's friend and contemporary Isaac Albéniz never wrote for the guitar, he loved playing the instrument and often composed with its sound in mind. His piano compositions have inspired countless adaptations, with Feuillatre here contributing his own transcriptions of Capriccio Catalan, Torre Bermeja, and Asturias. So there we are. Well, I thought we should hear the Asturias today on Classic FM. Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
And that, I'm afraid, is where we leave that beautiful thing, that spring from Glazunov's The Seasons. José Serebre was conducting the Royal Scottish National Orchestra. And before that, we heard Albéniz Asturias. Isn't that wonderful? Raphael Foyert. I'm trying to think what the name of that wonderful film was. It's slipped my mind. Anatomy of a Fall, that's what it was called. Reminds me of that. And I play that Glazunov, which is just particularly beautiful, in memory of the fabulous Louise Cowton, on behalf of all members of the Handbell Ringers of Great Britain. And Judy Cheese, thank you for your lovely email. Still to come on Classic FM, I have The Sanctus from Carl Jenkins' Armed Man and Elgar's Chanson de Matin, all part of Classic FM's Great British Summer.
Tomorrow morning, you could wake up like this.
Interest rates, benefits, trade deals, doom and gloom.
Or you could wake up like this. Classic FM Breakfast with Dan Walker. Great music when you need it most.
Yes, the perfect addition to the first cuppa of the day, your morning stretches, or hitting the books.
Listen tomorrow morning from 6:30. Ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM.
Classic FM.
That was Edvard Filiflet Brein's Out Towards the Sea, played by the Norwegian Radio Orchestra under Ari Reselainen. You are listening to Classic FM. Time now for The Sanctus from The Armed Man.
Sanctus.
Classic FM.
The excellent Charlie Seam, accompanied by Itamar Golan, and that was Elgar's Chanson de Matin, number 2. Beautiful. And before that, we heard the Sanctus from Carl Jenkins' Mass, The Armed Man, the National Youth Choir of Great Britain and the London Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Carl Jenkins himself. Beth has been in touch. Ah, oh, Beth, love your album of the week, AA. It's Brill. Good to have you back. Beth, thank you very much indeed. Isn't it wonderful? Raphael Fayette. Really enjoying that. And that Albanese, I thought, was particularly wonderful. You are listening to Classic FM, where it is time for the Coriolan Overture. Beethoven's Coriolan Overture, played by the Basel Chamber Orchestra under Giovanni Antonini. That brings us up to news and weather time with Simon. I think we might start the next hour with Handel's Zadok the Priest. And we shall also be hearing Spring from Haydn's oratorio, The Seasons, in a moment on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
This is what award-winning customer service sounds like from real Octopus Energy calls.
You just get it right, the customer service, the sort of communication. You've stepped it up, I think, for an energy company, so well done.
Octopus Energy, great value and outstanding customer service, recommended by Which? 8 years running.
They might reorganise your shelves, help you work from home, or let you know your plants need repotting. But the real mischief's in
Felix,
appearing immediately when their favourite food's served. With the irresistible range of Felix food.
It's great to be a cat.
If I need an eye test, I don't go to Specsavers.
One thing you won't see at Specsavers is me.
Do I go?
Yes!
I mean, no.
Me? I don't go to Specsavers. Nor you, eh, Spike?
Should have gone to Specsavers. Nah.
Hi, Specsavers. Here for your eye test.
They come to me instead.
Come in. Kettle's on.
Oh, thank you.
If you can't go to Specsavers unaccompanied, we could come to you. See if you're eligible at specsavers.co.uk/home visits.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale is now on. I bet you beds are excited.
Oh, yeah. We're bouncing.
Don't miss up to 40% off a range of stylish beds and comfy mattresses.
But don't hang about. You snooze, you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews. You'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella.
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Whether it's home-baked biscuits with your besties or a shop-bought scone in the summer sun, get together for an afternoon tea this August and raise money for breast cancer now. Be a life changer this summer and make a difference for people affected by breast cancer. Every penny you raise will help fund world-class research and life-changing support. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now, Afternoon Tea.
The people of Britain love their ice baths. They've bought loads of them. With the Barclaycard Platinum, they could also save with 0% interest for up to 24 months on purchases, which is a nice, warm feeling. What you buy is your business. Helping you pay less interest is ours. Subject to financial status, T's and C's and exclusions apply. Check if you're eligible at barclaycard.co.uk. Representative example. 24.9% APR representative variable and 24.9% purchase rate per annum based on a £1,200 credit limit.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at midday, at least 8 people have been killed in a shooting at a school in Austria. It happened in the southeastern city of Graz this morning. The local mayor says the perpetrator, reported to be an ex-pupil at the school, is also dead. Philipp Wilhelmer is a journalist at the Austrian newspaper Kurier and is following developments.
It is highly unusual, very tragic. We have never had a situation like this with multiple casualties. The summer holidays are imminent, so this is really tragic for families and everybody who's in the school system. It's kind of, everybody holds their breath.
Rachel Reeves has confirmed a £14 billion investment to build the Sizewell C nuclear power station in Suffolk. It's expected to become operational in the 2030s. There'll also be funding to develop smaller nuclear reactors built by Rolls-Royce. The Chancellor's been addressing the GMB Unions conference in Brighton.
As we build for transport, for jobs, for energy, that will mean jobs in British supply chains for our young people. Today's announcements are another step towards that great British nuclear ambition.
The Police Service of Northern Ireland says 15 officers have been injured during disorder in Ballymena. A number of homes and businesses were damaged as petrol bombs, fireworks and bricks were thrown.